The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now. Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. The present is all there is. There's a constant internal tension within meditations between urgency and patience, contemplation and action, focusing in and zooming out. Marcus Aurelius tells us to forget the future on the one hand, then on another to contemplate infinite time. At first glance, it can feel like there's some dissonance there, a contradiction even. But the purpose of these seemingly divergent exercises is the same, presence and the present. Frank McLinn writes in his biography of Marcus Aurelius that Marcus plainly preaches that the present is all there is. It was a struggle for him, of course, just as it is a struggle for us, which is why Marcus reminds himself, as we must at every moment, not to live as if you had endless years ahead of you. Death overshadows you. While you're alive and able, be good. We are struggling with similar tensions right now. We have just been reminded of our mortality during the pandemic, yet we've been wasting days just waiting for things to get back to normal. We're confined, yet we're restless. We've never had so much time on our hands, yet we have no idea what to do with this time. And there's nothing new in that, Marcus would say. During wartime or a plague, as the emperor or a pauper in good health or old age, the present is the same for everyone. The loss is the same for everyone. So stay present in the present. It's all that there is. The truly educated aren't quarrelsome. This is the June 24th entry of the Daily Stoic. 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living. You can get a signed copy in the Daily Stoic store. You can get a leather-bound edition in the Daily Stoic store as well. Or pick up audio, digital, physical, anywhere books are sold. Today's quote comes to us from Epictetus, Discourses 4-5. The beautiful and good person neither fights with anyone nor, as much as they are able, permits others to fight. This is the meaning of getting an education, learning what is your own affair and what is not. If a person carries themselves so, where is there any room for fighting? Socrates famously traveled around Athens, approaching the people he disagreed with most and engaging them in long discussions. In these discussions, or whatever record we have of them, there are many examples of his conversation mates getting exasperated, upset, and aggravated by his many questions. Indeed, the people of Athens eventually got so upset they sentenced Socrates to death. But Socrates never seemed to get upset himself. Even when talking about matters of life and death, he always kept his cool. He was much more interested in hearing what the other person had to say than making sure he was heard. As so much of us insist upon, he was not worried about winning the argument. So the next time you face a political dispute or a personal disagreement, ask yourself, is there any reason to fight about this? Is arguing going to help with anything? Would an educated or wise person really be as quarrelsome as you might initially be inclined to be? Or would they take a breath, relax, and resist the temptation for conflict? Just think of what you could accomplish and how much better you would feel if you could conquer the need to fight and win every tiny little thing. You know, I think about this when I log on to Twitter, which I sort of have to do for work purposes from now, every now and then. And I watch the smartest journalists and public figures of our generation just waste the day arguing with each other about nonsense, shouting into the void about this or that, always angry, always sarcastic, always mean. And accomplishing what? Accomplishing fucking nothing, right? The wiser you get, the less you should care about piddly things that don't matter, right? I feel one of the signs of getting older for me is that I find myself sucked into arguments less. I get upset less. I get in confrontations less because they don't matter. And actually, this is something I saw when I used to train in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. You know, it was the black belts who could just sit there calmly. They didn't care. You could probably insult them and their mother and they would laugh it off because they know what they're capable of. They know what's true. They know what's right. And they don't feel the need to prove it to some idiot, right? And so I think what Epictetus is saying is the wiser you get, the closer you get to mastery and self-mastery, the less you should feel inclined to need to prove that to people, the less attracted you should be to talking. You know, Robert Greene says, always say less than necessary. I think that's a sign of wisdom and strength is that you can keep your mouth shut. You can let someone be wrong. If they're wrong, what do you care? And if you're right, being right is sufficient. You can say why you're right. You can, you know, maybe explain your reasoning, but it doesn't weigh on your conscience if you don't manage to convince them and you don't stay up at night thinking of all the things you should have said. So let it go this week, right? Realize that social media is trying to draw you in. Remember, as always, that you can't reason a person out of a position they didn't reason themselves into. And if you talk wisdom to a fool, they're going to call you foolish. So let it go. Move on. Don't be quarrelsome. Focus on your own improvement. Focus on all that you have left to learn. I think that's really why Socrates wasn't very quarrelsome, is that he was focused on what he didn't know. And he wanted to learn even from the people he didn't particularly respect or admire. And that's where we're trying to get. That's the fruit of this philosophy we're studying on. So that's today's message. If you disagree, well, keep it to yourself because I don't care. That's, of course, the idea of a live time, which we talk about in the Live Time Dead Time Challenge. Check that out at dailystoic.com/alivetime. We've used it to raise thousands and thousands of dollars for COVID-19 relief to feed hungry people. We've provided hundreds of thousands of meals for people who are experiencing food scarcity. So check that out, dailystoic.com/alive. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80. That's 80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.